This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is an attorney, is a founding partner of Vidala, Bertuna & Caymans PC, trial attorney, radio, TV, legal analyst. And I got to tell you, folks, this is a guy, if I ever got in trouble, this is the guy I would call. You may recognize him. He always wears that hat. I don't know what that's about, Arthur. But his Arthur Vidala is joining us this morning. Join me in welcoming him to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. How are you, Arthur?
Well, you left off as one of my titles is your friend, number one. and number two, you don't know what the hat is about? Have you seen my bald head?
Oh, no, I think you're very handsome. You're like Kojak. Come on.
But it was cold. I was out in front of that courthouse last week. It was kind of misty out, freezing. Yes, I was going to wear my hat and protect my bald head.
Yeah.
All right. It's so good to be on the show with you.
It's great to have you on, Arthur. I'm really thrilled to have you on, and I don't want to waste time. I want to get right to it. All right. So while bumbling, stumbling, Joe Biden is trying to make a play in Pennsylvania, a swing state. He's got Donald Trump locked down in Manhattan. The jury's been selected. I said in my opening statement at the beginning of the hour that Juan Merchan doesn't know what the hell he's doing, and I don't expect you to comment on that. But if jurors are starting to feel frightened because too much information is being played out in the courtroom, and then he wants to yell at the press for publishing information, I mean, the guy is an amateur. There is a way to protect jurors so they can't be identified. That why didn't this guy do it?
Well, you know, there's a difference between in the federal court where they do a lot of the organized crime cases and what they can do to protect jurors. And here also, you know, he's trying, I think, the judge to kind of walk that tightrope between shutting the public out altogether and, you know, giving them some access. So, you know, I understand the jurors being nervous. I think they look after that guy lit himself on fire. You see that there are real nut jobs out there. So, you know, I can understand it's like a well-founded concern if I'm on that jury.
Let me tell you, Arthur, I was a county judge. I would do it in a back room on the record with the defendant present. You can't tell the press, don't publish this, don't publish that. But you can also protect the record. But I don't like the judge, and obviously, you know, whatever. All right, let's talk about the opening statement. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, technically what happens is the judge reads the jury the instructions. So they read the jury. He reads the jury what the law is in the beginning, what the rules of the game are. Then the prosecutor will stand up. And my guess is they'll do a typical prosecutor statement. They'll stand at the podium. They'll be very reserved. But they're going to lay out their evidence. And if they're smart, what they're going to say is, yes, Stormy Daniels is basically an extortionist prostitute. And yes, Michael Cohen. And yes, this is what, if they're smart, they get ahead of the curve. And Michael Cohen is a perjurer and a convicted felon who has a reputation of lying. But you know what, folks? You're not going to have to rely on them because you're going to have text messages. You're going to have bank records. You're going to have ledgers inside the office. You're going to have other corroborating evidence that will prove our case beyond a reasonable doubt. And then if you're the defense attorney, I think you need to stand up there with passion. I think you need to connect with the jury in a way that there could be total BS that this guy, that it really is a witch hunt. But this is such a petty crime. I cannot, just so you know, Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know I've been in New York for 32 years.
Yes.
I cannot, as a lawyer, I cannot find a judge or a lawyer who has ever tried an e-felony. So your listeners know it's the lowest of the lowest, the bottom of the barrel. They never go to trial. You always dispose of them. And it's like a joke of a case for us. So you got to tell that to the jury the best you can, as much as Marchand lets it happen. And hopefully, and this is what's most important, 80% of jurors say what they think the verdict is going to be after opening statement is their verdict. So you need to win that case in opening statement. People don't realize that. It is so vital, the opening statement.
You are so right, and that's why I called you a veteran, Arthur Idala. But I got to tell you, one of the things that is so disturbing to me is that, you know, this is a misdemeanor case where the statute of limitations is passed and they bootstrapped the felony. We don't know what the felony is yet. But in the end, the chances of jury nullification that you described so accurately, given the fact that how many jurors went and said, oh, I can be fair. I hate Donald Trump. He's a pig. He's this. He's that. He's a liar. He's this. Oh, I can be fair. I mean, you know what, Arthur, you and I both know. I've tried enough cases and so have you. You and I both know that they, a lot of this jury is picked from the voter registration rolls. And under New York, 90% of the people, yeah, 90% of the people on those rolls voted against Donald Trump. How does he get a fair trial? Why not a change of venue?
The best thing he gets is a hung jury, in my opinion. I mean, to your point, there is a woman who said, I don't, she didn't say I don't like him. She said, I don't like the way he conducts himself. I think he's too selfish, et cetera. And in any other, under any other circumstance, a judge would immediately strike that person from the jury. Immediately.
Yeah, of course.
If a juror points to the defendant and says, yeah, I know this guy. I don't like this about him. I don't like that about him. Give me a break. And he didn't. And that's the biggest criticism so far I have of the judge. I don't, with 40 other people, eligible jurors sitting in your courtroom, why, and hundreds of others downstairs, why do you let that woman on the jury? So I don't think, I write off an acquittal. I don't think there's any way Donald Trump's being found not guilty.
No, there's no way.
I think the best case scenario is there's two or three jurors in there, like the survivor, like they have an alliance and they just say, look, we ain't convicting this guy. And the three of us just have to hold strong. The nine of us may want to beat us up, but we're not giving in. And we're just, so it'll be a hung jury. And then Alvin Bragg has to decide if in the history of America, they're going to retry an E felony a second time, because it's never happened before.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Well, you know what's interesting about the felony, Arthur? I spoke to some of my friends who are DAs now. Because of COVID, Arthur Idala, what they're doing is they're still trying cases, violent felony cases where the defendant is in jail. Those are the cases that you move quickly. Since when do we try a case when there's a backlog like in Manhattan, which has four times the caseload of my friend in Onondaga County, and try a case that's a nonviolent felony where the defendant is not in jail? They put this thing.
Judge.
I mean, this
is. You don't. You don't. Look, anyone who's saying that, that Donald Trump is getting a fair shake in Manhattan is just, just incorrect. They're just incorrect. They say, oh, no one's above the law. No one's above the law. Well, you know what? No one's beneath the law either. And the way they're treating him. And look, just so your listeners understand, I am no, this is has nothing to do with politics. And I will be, I say this honestly, if it was Joe Biden on trial for the exact same thing, or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, I would be saying the exact same thing. This is not about Donald Trump. It's about the way they're treating a citizen of the United States of America.
And you know what? It is so frustrating, Arthur, to people like you and me, but the smart people, you know, who are lawyers, you know, who are smart and understand all of the problems, the fact that there's no basis for it, the fact that it's being moved to trial ahead of other violent felony cases where criminals are in jail, the fact that this is nothing more than election interference. We've got smart friends who are saying, you know what? He deserves it. It's like the rules don't apply to Donald Trump. All of a sudden, he is public. I've never seen people lose their not just their credentials, but lose the fact that they know what the law is, but they don't care. They disregard
totally
it because
agree.
They
Judge,
hate
I totally
Donald Trump.
Agree. I totally agree with you. I absolutely agree. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor and a privilege.
Yep. All right. Well, I love you, Arthur Idala. Thanks for joining us today.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.